something older and more perilous. Their cries warned Krakonia, who gripped more tightly as she shriveled in his hold, her red-gold hair turning gray and her rounded limbs wiry and gnarled. She struggled. Valichi moved to help Krakonia. Pox hunted on the floor for the sword she had dropped and scooped it up. By the time the transformation was complete, and Krakonia held a wizened, muscular hag instead of an attractive young widow, she had the tip of that sword at the hag's throat. "Here's something you will like less well," said Pox, "an elf blade."
"You farm-bred brat!"
Her voice, as a hag, chilled the blood.
"You saved your precious duke, eh, did you? And you will take him to his appointed end, I dare say. Do you think he'll thank you for that, when he dies in the bed you make for him?"
Her head turned, and more than one in the room flinched from her vicious eyes.
"Tell her, Duke Phelan, how you come by your name. Tell her what happened to the last yellow-haired girl to hold that sword."
Her voice shrilled higher.
"Or shall I? Shall I tell her how the Thryband knew where your wife and children would ride that day? And who suggested that trail where the wild flowers bloomed? He is safe from your wrath, mighty Duke, but your children will never return."
She laughed, a hideous laugh.
"You, Duke Kiri Phelan, no, let us use it all, Kiri Artfeel Phelan. You harbored that woodworm and trusted it as your pet. Your wife, it was, who suggested he be assistant to the steward, and then..."
Pox pushed the blade gently on the hag's skin. "Be still. You have nothing worth listening to."
"Have I not? You are eager to kill little peasant girl, little runaway daughter of a sheepherder. How many times have you run away? Do you guess that I can tell them? The Duke doesn't know the worst, does he? The men in Sea Meadow? The time you ran from the sheepdog, not even a wolf, in Arnbow?"
She stopped and wheezed a moment. Then,
"I know many things that you would be better knowing, and him too, before he trusts you."
And she stopped and clamped her lips together. "Ward of Falk," murmured Doran behind them. "Against an evil tongue." "In the High Lord's name," said Pox. The hag's eyes glittered, but she said nothing. The Duke had come near, and stood looking from one to another. "When one stabs and another heals," he said, "I know which to trust."
You are no true Duke, and she will take you to your end if you are unfortunate enough not to meet another."
"I'll chance that. Pox, you had scruples before about such things. How should she be killed?" Pox did not look away from the point of her blade. "Quickly, my lord, as may be."
"I'll save you the trouble," gasped the hag.
And she lunged forward, managing to scrape her arm on the dagger the Duke still held. Almost at once, she sagged.
"I don't believe it," said Krakonia.
"Pox, or Val, finish her." Pox ran the sword quickly into her chest, feeling between the ribs for her heart. The limp form in Krakonia's hold shuddered again, this time shifting from that of a hag to no human shape at all, a great belly swelling below, bursting out of the blue gown Arvis had worn, the upper body falling in to become a hard casing that extended suddenly into more legs. Krakonia lurched back, loosening